and they tell the truth. And miracles, signs, and wonders follow those who believe. Yet they'll have meetings and say that don't happen here.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on February 24, 2021, and is titled, Get Up and Walk. Grab your Bible, turn to Acts chapter 3, and let's join Steve in the message.
Well, guess what? You shall have what you wish. It won't happen here. Silver or gold I do not have. But what I have, you see, we've done this for now here for 18 years. It's never been about the money. It's been about redistributing everything that God has given me spiritually. The best I know how. We've walked and grown in it. And it's your calling to do the same. That's how this second awakening happens. At your house. And from there on. And when God moves, we leap and we praise him. Now, I'm not saying everybody runs around with a bunch of tambourines looking like a bunch of circus act. But the praise of God is in you. You find yourself just walking around during the day saying, thank you, Jesus. You can't help it. You smile when nobody else is smiling because something inside of you just makes you smile. You're not afraid of danger. You're not afraid of tough things. You're not afraid to help somebody. Because that's who you are. Silver or gold I do not have. But what I got. Thank you, Jesus. He just shared one more thing with me. I want you to take that home with you, and you young people. I want you to hear me. In this world we live in, especially the men, it's easy to stare at each other's sandbox and see who's got the most toys. Let me tell you something. It don't matter to me. I've had a very blessed life the last several years. We've worked for it. Nobody gave us anything. We worked for it. But it's not the treasure. Silver or gold I do not have. What I have. So when everybody around you is touting their stuff and you wonder why I don't have the same amount of stuff, forget it. Know what you got. Know what you've got. Because that's the only thing worth sharing. How many in this room tonight has been healed by the Lord Jesus Christ at least once or twice? Hold them up. I want the rest of you, look around, look around. God is in the healing business. It's what he does. He heals people. And we can testify. And we praise God. And I can't explain to you why it doesn't happen perfectly every time. I don't know why I can't go down to the mortuary and pray over every dead guy and they all get up. I don't know. Probably because I don't feel it inside. I ain't got it in me. It's kind of like old Bobby. It ain't there. Somebody else is going to have to do it. But I'm telling you, when God tells me to pray for somebody and God leads me, you can guarantee one thing, something's fixing to happen. I know it beyond a shadow of a doubt when led by the Holy Spirit, something's fixing to happen. So when I knew this morning when I was praying and God said, make them give testimony, make them hold their hand up, make them testify, give them the opportunity to say, God healed me. Because there's people in the room that need to be healed. Are you in this room tonight because you need to be healed? Are you sitting on the other side of that screen because you need to be healed? Well, I'm not going to tell you to send money so I can spit in the cloth and send it back. I'm just asking you to believe Jesus. Believe Jesus. How many of y'all in this room tonight believe Jesus still sets captives free? Free from your sin and free from health issues and financial issues and government issues and all kinds of issues that God has the capability to set us free. How many of y'all believe that? Anybody believe that tonight? Then give the Lord a praise offering. He said we should praise and jump around. So right here tonight before we close and baptize. See, this is all in the instruction of God or I wouldn't do it. If you need healing tonight, you get up and come down here with every light on, every head up, and every eye open. We ain't going to have no background music. We're not going to make you feel comfortable. But if you've been laying around for all your life and you're still held captive and you won't be set free, you come down here tonight, and I don't have to hear your story. I don't want to hear nothing out of you. Just come down here tonight. And I'm going to walk by each one of you, and I'm going to put a little oil on your head, and I'm going to pray over you. And I'm going to trust God to do whatever God does. And he does it quite well. Y'all just come, and you just stand facing me. You don't have to face this line up down through. There'll be a pretty good line here in just a minute. I saw a pretty good line this morning. Come right here. Just stand right here and face me. Stand right here. Come right up here. Yes, hold on. Somebody get a hold of her, Curtis. Y'all come on. Anybody else? Look, you know whether you've been laying on the porch. You can't forgive your past. You can't forgive those who hurt you. You can't seem to get a good report. You can't seem to keep your stuff together. You can't get your ducks in a group, much less in a row. Now's your chance. Is there anybody else that wants to come down here before I pray over these people? You sitting there right now and you feeling spiritually crippled. I'm not begging for an altar call because I ain't taking up an offering. I'm just standing here because God told me this morning, call them up here. Get them by the face. Tell them what you got. So if you leave here tonight, gripping the back of that chair going, now I got to go home and do this one more time. I'm telling you right now, tonight's your chance. Not that you won't get another chance, not that God can't do it someplace other than this, but right here, right now, is your opportunity if you want to come. It's just really hard when you don't have the ambiance. And I'm telling you, the anointing of God's here tonight for this. And I don't need any ambiance. Is there anybody else? Praise the Lord. Now I would ask y'all, just to quietly bow your heads, be in prayer right where you're at. While I'm praying, you feel led to be up here, you keep coming. You just keep coming. I'm going to get started. Did anybody receive anything tonight? Anybody feel like praising the Lord? Then I would. Praise the Lord. All right. Look, we're gonna dismiss here, kind of. I think, do we got anybody that's going to get baptized tonight? Did you get saved tonight? For real? Come here. What's your name? Missy? Yes, sir. We've never met, have we? We've never met.
I know.
Hey, look here. She got saved tonight. You know how I know? She said it. I didn't. That's how that works. So you're going to get baptized tonight. Praise the Lord. Is anybody else getting baptized tonight? Yeah, we'll see. Okay. Hey, let's pray right quick, and then we're going to dismiss to the tank, and we'll do what we do back here. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Help us all, Lord, to be more diligent about what's laying on the porch. Lord, help us all to be more diligent about sharing what we have, but first of all, knowing what we have, knowing who we are in you, Christ Jesus. So tonight, I bless you for a glorious time. Lord, I thank you, Mrs. Salvation. I thank you, Lord, that you touched your heart. I thank you for the healing that came to this room tonight, Lord, and we just give you praise and glory. Now, Lord, just continue to bless this time of baptism and as we move forward. Lord, we give you all the glory, all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Get Up and Walk. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And you can tune in every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Mountain Time, to hear Steve on AM 1450 Cow Country. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.